got two little brothers that I need to set a good example for. That's what drives me every single day. Every single day I wake up with a burning desire to set a good example for my brothers and to provide for my mum. Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, as always, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, guys, we're going to do something a little bit different. I want to mix things up a little bit because usually we give actionable advice that you can implement into your own business, but there's only so much actionable advice you can take. Now, usually we give actionable advice in a step-by-step format, but for this episode, I wanted to try something a little bit different, and I wanted to share a story that I think every single person, especially freelancers, will experience in their own lives. Only sometimes when this happens to freelancers and people trying to chase a dream, it can stop you in your tracks. So this story starts around 9 years ago when I was working for a marketing agency called Blue Milk. Now this agency is based in the northeast of England where I'm from, and I managed to get a job there with no degree and no experience based on sending my CV to them. It got to a point after the sixth time of sending my CV, and they still said no, that I turned up to their office in a suit, which I'd bought with the last of my money, by the way, and basically walked into the offices and handed it to a guy whose name was actually Guy. Now this guy, called Guy, is going to come into the story a little bit later, and not for good reasons, so keep an eye on him because he will pop up a little bit later on. Now I managed to actually get the job because I took my CV and I planted it in a box of chocolates. I then basically took those chocolates and wrapped them in the most obnoxious gold wrapping paper you could find, and I took it directly to the offices again in my beautifully cheap suit and handed it to the guy, called Guy, again. Now at this point I'd been told no 7 or 8 times, and on this occasion he took me into the back office and said, "What the fuck do you want?" Now what I said is, "I just want to be in the environment, I just want to learn from you guys. I've heard you guys are one of the best branding and marketing agencies in the UK, so I just want to be in the environment and I want to spend time within the business." To cut a long story short, I managed to get an interview with the managing directors, Colin and George, and before that interview I literally spent around 2 days researching both of them to find out what their favorite football teams were, to find out what their favorite hobbies were, to find out everything about the business so that I was fully prepared for the interview. Now bear in mind that I got paid absolutely nothing, not a single penny, for the first 6 months of me working for Blue Milk, until one day when a girl who was the business development manager got fired, and I asked to speak to Guy, the guy called Guy, to ask him if I could try the job. Now I did a little bit of sales before, but I never did anything to the scale of this. I was basically calling up businesses and speaking to their marketing directors and founders and basically selling them marketing and branding packages worth between 15 to 20k. Now this takes me on to the actual topic of the video, and this is probably one of the biggest turning points in my entire career. If you remember the guy, called Guy, who I mentioned, who originally brought me into the office, he was actually the person in charge of managing me while I was doing the business development within Blue Milk. Now just to give a little bit of context, Guy was a musician who did gigs every 2 weeks or 3 weeks at various clubs and bars and pubs, and he basically did a business development role to pay the bills, and he was very good at it. He was very good at sales, he was very good at building rapport, and I learned a lot from him. But on the other hand, he was a terrible manager. Some people just cannot manage, and even myself at the very beginning of building my business, I wasn't very good at shifting responsibility to others and delegating properly. Guy was very much cut from the same cloth and he hadn't developed his skills, therefore I was constantly misguided and I didn't feel like I actually had someone to guide me and mentor me, but more so just give me a lot of negative feedback and basically make me feel very uncomfortable. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Now, this all came to a boiling point one Friday afternoon. Now, basically, every Friday, one person from the team would go out and basically buy a range of foods and drinks and snacks so that we could have a little team building session in the cafeteria where each of us would, you know, talk about, you know, what we're going to be doing at the weekend and just get to know each other a little bit better. Now, this particular Friday, I saw a book on the bookshelf within the office, which I really wanted to take a look at. So I took this as an opportunity to read the book and to flick through the pages to see if I wanted to buy it, while everyone else was asking each other meaningless questions about what they were going to be doing at the weekend and eating foods and basically wasting an hour of time. Now, while I was reading this book, everybody kind of looked at me because it was very peculiar for somebody to just sit there in a team building session or a team meeting and just sit there reading a book. But the reality was I was doing something far more productive than everybody else, and they were just simply doing what the status quo said they had to do within the agency. I wanted to learn about minimalist logo design. That was the thing that I was most passionate about, and I was constantly asking the logo designers within the actual agency why they did certain things. What does it mean by a logo being scalable? Why did you pick that particular message to convey in the logo? Why did you choose that color? Why does the typeface have to be the same size as the icon? What does it mean when you say building a branding system? So as I was reading this book, and everyone was just letting me get on with it, to be honest, Guy started to really become uncomfortable with me reading the book while everyone else was talking. Out of his way to really make a point and try and make me feel silly for reading a book while everyone else was talking about meaningless and pointless things about the weekend. I remember him saying something along the lines of, "Why are you reading that book? You're just a business development manager. You don't design logos within the agency. So why are you trying to read that book to learn about it?" And that single moment where he showed exactly how uncomfortable he was with my hunger to learn something and to actually progress and to develop my skill set, it taught me a really valuable lesson, which I want to share with you in this episode. This has happened to me a couple of different times, but that's the most prominent one. That's the one that really stands out and really gets me fired up when I think about it. But for you, there are going to be times in your life where people try to pull you down, where someone tells you that you shouldn't do it, and it's too risky, and you're not good enough, and you're not tall enough, and you're not beautiful enough. And the reality is, this could be friends, family, colleagues, strangers, it could be all of them, but you have to stay on track. And the reality is that because you stay on track is the one single reason why you're going to succeed. And I'm not sure if you can hear this in my voice, but I really fucking mean this. Listen to me. If you have something that you want to do, and I know this sounds like every other bullshit motivational speech that you've ever heard, but trust me, there's going to be a moment in your life where you feel like things are not going to go your way. All you have to do is keep fucking going. Trust me, if you do not listen to a single other word I say, I don't fucking care. What I care about is you listening to this right now. If you come to a hurdle, you feel like it's too much, you feel like you want to, you know, throw in the towel and you want to do something else that's easier, I need you to take this advice, because I'm taking time to record these podcasts and there are people out there who are wanting to achieve great things. They're wanting to make a better life for themselves and their family. That's one of the main things that motivates me. My mum has zero money. She has no savings. She's got nothing. She gave everything to her kids. I've got two little brothers that I need to set a good example for. That's what drives me every single day. Every single day, I wake up with a burning desire to set a good example for my brothers and to provide for my mum. I need you to take these words and run with them, okay? I don't want anything else from you. Just take these words, and if you never listen to this podcast ever again, take these words and fly with them. A little bit of an emotional one. I've never shared anything like that before. If you like that sort of stuff, then I can share more stories and have slightly less structured episodes. So let me know, pop me a DM at Instagram if you do want to have more episodes like this where I share personal stories and personal experiences. You can find me at The Scott Lancaster, and if you have a, you know, 2 seconds, then you can leave a review on here. That would be massively appreciated so we can reach more people. And don't forget to subscribe. And I will, I'll see you in the next episode.